Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. Good morning, guys, and welcome back to Monday Mastery. 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, I hope you had a fantastic weekend, and I hope you're charged, energized, and focused for the week ahead. Remember, one of the most important things that I always teach any of my mentoring clients or any coaches that I work with is to journal your week. I've talked about this on podcasts before, but if you're starting this week without a plan of action, if you haven't got a journal in front of you with your action steps for today, remember that is key. It's key to staying focused on the things that matter, the things that are going to help you move forward. And that leads me very nicely onto the topic for today. And that is the success pyramid. Now, picture this, a pyramid. The bottom of the pyramid is very wide, very big. The top of the pyramid is very narrow. And as we climb this pyramid could be the beginning of your journey as a trainer, 6 months in. You could be 6 years into your career and you're trying to progress. But there's something that can affect all of us on the success pyramid, and that is other people's lack of clarity. That is other people's lack of vision. That is other people in the fitness industry who are in the fitness industry for the wrong reasons. And this can actually slow you down. You see, if you're crystal clear of the fact that you want to be a success, those around you can pull you towards their lack of clarity. Because it's very, very difficult, and I'm not going to lie, that wanting to be better requires discipline. Wanting to be better requires you to do things every day that those around you are not doing. I'll give you an example. It requires you, if you're a PT in a health club, to go on the gym floor and talk to potential new customers. It requires you to sit down and write programs. If you've been in the industry a while and you're developing your online profile, it requires you to go to a coffee shop and sit and write content. It requires you to write articles. It requires you to revise programs or write programs, or if you deliver ebooks, it requires you to go and lock yourself away and get stuff done. You see, you need to be focused all the time on your plan of action. What your plan of action actually means to you. And remember this, if your ultimate vision and dream is to have a beautiful house, beautiful family, beautiful relationships, then everything you do every day is getting you closer towards that goal. It's helping you climb the pyramid of success. And every time you allow somebody to pull you sideways or down to where their lack of clarity is, it's slowing you down from getting towards what you want to achieve. And I knew very clearly in the early days, and I still do today, and where I'm going. But in the early days, I'll share this with you. I wanted to be regarded as the best trainer in the UK. And I then wrote down every part of the component to being recognized for my craft. And it required me to not only get results, not only train hard, not only develop my physique, put content out, but do it better than anybody else. And I associated cups of coffee with people that weren't adding value to my life or business as a waste of my time and slowing me down towards that goal. And so all I want to leave you with today is the same thing. Share my experiences with you. Share my bit of my wisdom with you of something that I focused on every day and still do today. And I always talk about this. Is it complementing your journey or complicating your journey? Don't let anybody else's lack of vision or lack of clarity pull you towards where they are, because they are going to stay at a level of the pyramid that you want to surpass. So at any given point that you're on during the week, if you feel that you're being pulled away from your goals, clarity, purpose, your vision, just ask yourself, how much do I want what I want? How much does what I'm about to do complement to where I want to go? And what you'll find yourself doing is pulling yourself back. You'll write your content. You will do your articles. You will write your programming. And then you can schedule in at the most appropriate time to deload your brain, to go and do more social engagement and social activities. Things that also give us fulfillment and happiness, because we need that balance in life. But when you have a journal and things to complete and tasks to do every single day, the route to getting higher up that pyramid is to make sure they get done and don't allow yourself to get sidetracked. And the easiest way to not get sidetracked is to focus on your why. What is the big goal? So at the top of the pyramid, remember, it's lonely, guys. You're not going to sit in a coffee shop with people all having your vision and goals. You're not going to walk around the gym floor and see 10 other trainers inspiring each other to grow. So you have to remember, the higher you climb on the pyramid, the fewer of you there are. Therefore, you really have to tap deeper and deeper into your why and use that as your driver and motivation to get done what's needed to get done to take you closer and closer. Guys, I hope you found today helpful. And always think back, you're on your success pyramid. Be in control of every single day. Remain focused and committed on your goals. Don't let anybody take that away from you. It's easy, but if you keep reminding yourself of the big picture, it's also easy to pull yourself back on track. Guys, thank you for listening today. And before you go, I just want to remind you that you can win a free 30-minute Skype call with me by leaving a review and by leaving a comment on the podcast channel. And I will pick the winner on Wednesday. Guys, I'm so grateful for your continued support on the podcast. And I hope you found today helpful. Have a great day.